Stronger than any power is an idea whose time has come. Stronger than any power is an idea whose time has come. People who dream dreams and follow them through are people who accomplish great goals and great accomplishments. People who dream these dreams and follow them through are people who are able to fulfill the dream. They're able to bring it into reality. They are able to bring it forward in their life in a beautiful, fantastic fashion. But truly, stronger than any power is an idea whose time has come. And the idea whose time has come means that however it's going to be handled, it will be brought forth. However that idea is going to be manifest, it will be brought forth. Whether it is you or someone else, whether it is another great mind that is thinking about the idea, or whoever it may be, but someone will bring that idea forth because its time has come. Its time has come for it to be realized. Its time has come for it to be fulfilled. How can it be fulfilled? Who designed the light bulb? Who designed the wheel? Who designed the computer? Who designed all of these great and wonderful possibilities and millions and perhaps billions others? And who brought them forth? Several people were working on the airplane at the same time. It wasn't just the Wright brothers, but the Wright brothers were doing their own thing. They were doing their own dream. And most of the time, they had no idea of what others were doing. Communication is not like it is today, where we have the radio, we have the internet, we have all sorts of ways of being aware of what other people are thinking and doing on anything at all. People say many times they would like to meditate on these ideas. They'd like to meditate on the dreams and the goals and the desires that they have in their heart. They'd like to meditate on them and give them power to bring them forth. But to do that, you have to take a totally separate way of looking at life, a totally separate way of looking at what's going on in the world. And when you take a totally separate way of looking at what's going on in the world, you see things from a totally separate point of view. Now, you have a dream that you'd like to find the cure for some disease. And that in itself is a noble thing, truly. But is it really what you want to do? Do you want to find a cure for something, or do you want to work on understanding how things happen, how the cells of the body respond to other organisms, how disease germs enter into the body, and how they are utilized by the body to accomplish their own goal? These things seem very noble and very good, but how do you meditate on it? How do you let it come forth? People who are dreaming about the light bulb are working on the light bulb. They're working on it to see how they can bring that forth. They're thinking about the light bulb. They're thinking about how to bring it out. Now, are they visualizing the light bulb being in every home in the world? Are they visualizing the light bulb giving off light so that people can read it and have vision at any time, dark or light? Do you have all these concepts in your mind at the time that you're dreaming your dream? At the time that you're thinking of your idea whose time is come, whose time is right? No, you don't. You just fall in love with yourself, and you think that you are a very good person, You enjoy your own company. You don't say that necessarily, but you enjoy your own company. You enjoy everything you do. And as you enjoy this, ideas come into your mind that would be fun to play with. Ideas come into your mind which would be fun to bring forth as a reality, not just as an illusion or not just as something that is delightfully desired to be. But how do you do this? How do you let yourself be relaxed and peaceful? How do you let yourself be a dreamer? How do you let yourself dream of the things that are fascinating and wonderful in your life? How do you let yourself do that? Well, you let yourself do that because you know how to just enjoy your own company. You know how to be yourself and have fun. And so, as you're being yourself and having fun, you are just entering into that world of visions, of illusions, that world of ideas, that world of imagination, that world of creativity. And you don't think of yourself as creating anything particular. You just think of the ideas that come to your mind, and you let yourself visualize those ideas and see how they might be brought forth in your world. Sometimes you have a dream, and sometimes you have a vision in this dream, and in this vision, in this dream, you are so in tune with the concept, you're so in tune with the idea, that everything you do and think and are is revealed through that concept, and how good it feels. But the moment you get the concept, the moment you find out what your dream is, the moment you follow your wildest ideas, your dream ideas, then you no longer think, I would like to be able to do it. You no longer think, gee, that's an interesting idea, that it's very complex but very wonderful. Oh my, how interesting that is. And we don't say those things to ourselves. A dreamer just dreams. How many infinite dreams have you had flowing through your consciousness at one time or another? How many thoughts have you had going in and through your inner being and saying, hey, that's interesting, that's interesting, those things are interesting? How many times, how many of these attitudes, how many of these ideas are flooding through your mind? Which one will you latch on to? Which one will you stop? Which one will you meditate upon? Which one will you realize that it is, it's time now to be revealed? Oh, we talk about a lot of things. We talk about a lot of concepts. We talk about a lot of dreams. But if we are not thoroughly enmeshed, thoroughly involved, thoroughly delightful in a dream, it just goes on the shelf, and perhaps it's not one that you or I will reveal. But when an idea whose time has come is a reality, then my thinking tunes in to every opportunity that idea has of being manifest. My dream visualizes every opportunity of how I can experience that right now. Now, how can I experience that right now? How can I be that right now? How can I live the fulfillment of my dream? How can my dream be an idea whose time has come? How can that be? Well, I let go and listen to the divine ideas within me, and then I realize that that is what it is. We meditate for many hours and many days and many weeks and many years. We meditate on being love, being peace, being harmony, being joy, being truth. And as we meditate on these things, some of them are revealed in our life and some are not. Those that are revealed in our life, we are not panicky about. We are merely saying, that's interesting. Those that are evolved and are brought forth in our life, those are things that we just have embraced, and we know that it is true, and we know that it is who you are and who I am. We have the opportunity to be who we are. And as we are being who we are, we have more fun. We have the joy, the peace that passeth all understanding. We have the idea that now is the time for my good, and it is done. We just have that gentle acceptance within us, that gentle oneness within us. It's all part of the meditation theme. It's all part of the living theme. It's all part of the being theme. And now, perhaps it's part of a time for the idea to be revealed, fulfilled, to come in my life, in my world, in my experience. And if it is that time, I'm ready for it. If it is that time, I know who I am. If it is that time, then it is revealed to me, not as anything to be done, but something so lovely, so exciting, so wonderful. I just think about it all the time, and I experience it. What great idea, whose time has come, has flashed through your consciousness recently? Has the idea whose time has come that flashed through your consciousness is that you live in your ideal spirit, mind, and body, that you are whole and perfect, that you are a genius, that you are wonderful, that you are fantastic? Has that come to your consciousness? When it does, then one by one, take on these beautiful ideas and let them be fulfilled as an idea whose time has come, and it is your time now. You can do this. We all can do this. And we all do this. But are we ready to always do this? Without any panic, without any worry or concern of how it's going to be done, we just let go and let it be done in us now. That's who we are. And that's what we are. And that's how it works. Put your cause in motion and reveal it in your life now. Have a lovely day, realizing you are the idea whose time has come to be fully revealed now and every moment of your life. And so it is.